Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Monday, February the 21st. Welcome to our video commentary. Happy President's Day. This is the day, of course, we recall and remember the president. You know, it's one of those holidays that kind of takes you back a little bit into your American history, which is always a lot of fun for me to do. I actually, though, I don't know how many of you have the same experience, but I remember when I first came to the United States in the mid-60s and growing up here and going to, you know, middle school and high school in the United States. I think they used to call it junior high. They call it middle school in Texas, but where I was growing up, they called it junior high. But anyway, they used to actually celebrate both days. They used to celebrate President Lincoln's birthday, which was on the 12th of February, and President Washington's birthday on the 22nd of February. That's what I remember. And I remember that our teacher would put up, like, you know, little photos and pictures and little, you know, little things about President Lincoln on the 12th and then things about President Washington on the 22nd. And that's how I remember growing up in the month of February. Then sometime, I don't remember when it happened, it went from celebrating those two men to celebrating President's Day all in one day. Now, I don't have a problem with President's Day. I think it's a great holiday. But I personally like the idea of remembering or going out of our way to remember President Lincoln and President Washington, because those two men, in so many ways, were instrumental in the history of the country. I mean, they were the two great presidential giants, I would think, of American history are Washington, number one, and of course Lincoln because of the Civil War. So I enjoy, you know, remembering both of them. And I used to remember in school celebrating both. And I thought that was really cool to do that. But happy President's Day to all of you. And of course, today we honor the 46 men who have been president of the United States. We also remember today, February the 1st, 1972. It was 50 years ago today, if you can remember that. 50 years ago today, you talk about time flying or me showing my age, I don't know which one. But it was 50 years ago today that President Nixon landed in China. And I remember this quite clearly because even though we didn't have cable news back then, even though the television coverage back then was basically the three networks, that's all we had back then. But I remember on the Today Show watching Air Force One landing and President Nixon and the First Lady getting out of the plane and all of their activities around Peking. I think they went to other places as well. But I remember their visit to the Great Wall. That was quite impressive. I don't think too many other Western leaders had ever been to the Great Wall of China, but I remember the photos. And obviously, the media had a field day with the visit because it was so different. We had never had an American president visit China before, at least not since China went communist in 1949. There may have been a president before that I don't know, but certainly not the China that we know today. And for me, the most amazing thing about China, or watching the scenes on television of China, was seeing the people in bicycles. That's the thing that really struck me. You know, instead of automobiles, you had, thousands of Chinese riding their bicycles around, you know, and it was such a interesting contrast, of course, to watch compared to the West, where we were accustomed, of course, to, you know, traffic with automobiles and stop signs and automobiles. Well, in China, it was bicycles. And I just remember the, you know, the scenes, you know, when the news media went around and the architecture and stuff like that. It was actually a lot more Chinese, a lot more traditional Chinese, of course, than what it is today. 50 years later, you look at some of these Chinese cities and they're nothing but skyscrapers and highways and traffic like crazy and pollution like crazy. Well, that was not the case back then. It was much more, it was an older China that we were watching. And even the way people dressed, I remember watching, you know, people in the park and people walking the streets and crossing the streets. And it seemed like everybody was wearing the same thing. You know, all the men were wearing the same outfits and all the women were wearing the same outfits. Obviously, that's not the China of today. 50 years later, China is of course, the second biggest economy in the world and turning into quite a military powerhouse if you follow the number of aircraft carriers and jet bombers that they are producing. Obviously, a totally different country than the one that we have now. Totally different country now than it was 50 years ago when President Nixon went to China. Now, back then, as I recall back then, a lot of people saw the move by President Nixon as a strategic move. They said, this is a smart move because you're dividing China from the Soviet Union, the two big communist countries of the time. And I think back then people were willing to give President Nixon a lot of credit for basically sort of going against his own ideology. Remember, Nixon was always known as the anti-communist. So he was sort of like the last person in the world that you expected to go to China, but he did. And that, of course, created one of the great phrases in American politics called a Nixon to China moment, which is what you call when a president or a politician goes against maybe the things that he has said in the past or maybe goes against his own party. A Nixon to China moment was created that day. Now, of course, President Nixon passed away in 1994. He's been dead for almost 30 years now. And obviously, we don't know how he would have reacted to the China of today. Most of the people, I think with the exception of Kissinger, who were in that party back then, have all passed away. And Kissinger, of course, is a man, I think, in his early 90s. So, most of those people who engineered the trip to China have all passed away. But clearly, we today are looking back at that moment and asking ourselves the question, did China turn out the way we thought it would? And again, that's an impossible question to answer because back then, nobody, I don't know of anybody back then who thought that China would become what it is right now. But I do know a lot of people were concerned back then that China would continue to be the communist dictatorship that it is right now, as we saw in the Olympics and as we see every single day in the way they treat people. So 50 years ago today, President Nixon in China, what a historic moment that was. And I'm old enough to remember it. I'm old enough to remember, again, watching it on television. So I guess that's one of the benefits of getting old, that you remember or you experienced moments like this one, Nixon in China, 1972. Thank you for watching. And if today is your birthday, happy birthday. Bye-bye, everybody.